Hello out there to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this is a special one, an article I entitle Video Variations to View with Your Valentine. In short, this is for Valentine's Day, but any time that you want to snuggle up with your honey and watch a fun movie. My short take is that this is four delightful, off-the-beaten-track love stories for adults. Who should watch? More for the adult crowd because of scenes in the various movies of unmarried intimacy, open discussions of alternative lifestyles, drug abuse, cartoon violence, and some profanity. Long take. Despite my friend's assertion that every movie can be described as a love story with a twist, there really are some love stories with twists. And I'm going to recommend four of my favorites. A cult sci-fi classic, a pinnacle of political incorrectness, a bizarre rock opera, and a more traditional rom-com. The first suggestion I have is Starman from 1984. There are two Jeff Bridges. Most people know him now for his roles as the rough, tough cowboy in movies like Hell or High Water, R.I.P.D., and Kingsman: The Golden Circle. But long before Bridges was old enough to step into John Wayne's shoes as the eye-patched Rooster Cogburn in the Coen brothers' truly and brilliantly inspirational remake of True Grit, Bridges was more male model than macho with a mustache. One of these gentler outings in particular rose above the rest as a sci-fi cult favorite called Starman. Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark is Jenny, a young, deeply grieving widow living alone out in the country. An alien spaceship crashes near her home. The surviving alien force, Bridges, grows a living, breathing body from the DNA of her deceased husband, then persuades her to drive him to an unknown destination with SETI hot on their heels. SETI being an acronym for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Part sci-fi, part buddy movie, part romance, Starman is both darkly witty and schmaltzy, but with enough sci-fi to keep the nerd in your relationship engaged in the story. Next, a different story from 1978. Now here's a movie to truly infuriate the politically correct, and if that's not enough incentive for you, well, it should be. A different story is just that, unique. You're not likely, especially in this quick-to-be-offended liberal mentality culture, to find another one like it. Meg Foster is Stella, a successful real estate agent who takes an Albert, played by Perry King, an acquaintance, when he loses his job. They begin to become fond of each other as Albert becomes her house cleaner and live-in chef. Well, that sounds all very standard romance, but the different part is that Albert is gay and Stella is a lesbian. But when Albert, who is from Belgium, is threatened with deportation, Stella marries him and they manage to fall in love. This is where the real story begins, as they learn to tread the waters of a normal marital relationship with all of its acmes of joy and pitfalls of mistakes. Number three, Phantom of the Paradise, 1974. And now for something really different. Apologies to Monty Python. For those of you under 50 who are probably not aware that a diminutive musician, actor, singer, writer named Paul Williams penned most of the award-winning and top 40 pop tunes of the 1970s and 80s, this is a one-of-a-kind. You will either love or hate this comic rock horror musical loosely based on Faust and Phantom of the Opera. As Hail Caesar took a broad, affectionate jab at many established film genres, Phantom pokes a sharp stick at many of the cliched musical trends of that day. Country, hard goth rock, pop, folk, Beach Boys 50s retro, and rock opera. And keep in mind, Phantom predated Rocky Horror Picture Show by a full year. Phantom is populated with a number of actors who might be vaguely familiar, including the voice of Rod, Twilight Zone Serling, who does a brief narrative intro over Swan's company logo. If you're wondering who Swan is played by Paul Williams. Swan is a music guru and tycoon, former child music genius and star, who oversees his music empire, Death Records, with almost supernatural power, both anticipating and controlling the emerging popular trends. William Finsley plays Winslow Leach, the frustrated composer of a cutting-edge rock opera who is unjustly thrown into prison by Swan. Jessica Harper is Phoenix, a beautiful and talented songstress. Garrett Graham is Beef, the hilarious, scene-stealing heavy metal rock star whose tough on-stage persona is the complete opposite of his off-stage proclivities. The music, all by Paul Williams, is a series of diverse genre, very catchy songs, which fit into the venue of this rock scene story as rehearsals for and stage event performances of Swan's new hit musical. Everything was written by Paul Williams. The story is at turns tragic, funny, creepy, romantic, grotesque, and philosophical, occasionally all at once, walking a very thin tightrope between slapstick comedy and gothic drama. Next is The Beautician and the Beast from 1997. Combine The Odd Couple, Beauty and the Beast, The King and I, and The Sound of Music without the music, make it a comedy and you have this delightful, funny, charming, and mostly family-friendly movie. Fran Drescher is Joy Miller, a hairdresser who, mistaken for a science teacher, is hired to be the nanny and tutor to the children of President Boris Pochenko, an Eastern European dictator played by the Shakespearean actor Timothy Dalton. The yin and yang of the New York comedian Drescher with the classically trained Shakespearean Dalton blend with adorable chemistry in a perfect example of that old saw about opposites attracting. So, there's my list for the year. A sci-fi, a twist, a rock opera, and a rom-com. But no matter the movie you pick, remember to watch it with someone you love. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled with an I, M-A-V-I-N, .com. And take it from a homeschool mom. Education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from learning something new from four very different love stories.